Hello, Earthlings! Welcome back to Season 3 of Astronomy with Deeshaz, Episode 9. Today, we are going to learn something very educational and see how much it helps us to understand the degree course of astronomy better. We all know that we can get a bachelor's degree in astronomy, right? But do we know what goes inside it all? But all you have to study? You may not like a subject or two amongst mathematics, physics, and chemistry, but you may like astronomy a lot. So how do you understand if that is the best way to go around and get a bachelor's degree in the subject? Should you go for that? Should you opt that? Or should you wait around another 4 years to get into the field of astronomy? Let's get started and know more about that. So, a degree majoring in astronomy. What does that look like? I am an astronomy major and hear it out from me. A degree in astronomy sure does cover some topics of astronomy like stellar evolution and probably you know galaxy and stuff, but it's not actually something that introduces you to black holes and parallel universes. And you know, if what happens outside our universe, if our universe is not the only one that exists, shape of the universe, etc., it is something that is sort of like introductory course for you to prepare to take up a career in the field of astronomy. It is where you have a lot of physics and mathematics courses, and amongst them 1-2 astronomy courses. So it may look more like math and physics major, but it's mainly your astronomy major, and that is what it is. It's not like the physics majors will be having a lot of physics stuff to do. It's not like you will have to do all of the physics stuff, but like some mechanics, so that if you want to become a rocket engineer in future, you do have the expertise to go about that. There will be some electrical engineering stuff. There will be some of the optics stuff, because light is very much needed to understand what goes behind the subject, right? There will be some chemistry courses like stoichiometry and all that you need for your calculations. There will be some lecture courses. There will be some mandatory university English courses, some social science courses. You can take a philosophy for social science, because that will actually help you get a very, very clear and amazing point of view to study your subject totally differently. So you can do that, you can get another point of view. College is a place basically where you explore your options. If you do not explore your options when you are in college, then it is nothing, right? So go out, explore all the opportunities that you have, check what you can do with life, see what all the options are given by the university, cater to you, and see what you can do to make the best out of that. Do extracurriculars, join clubs like astronomy clubs, keyboard clubs, etc., whatever interests you. Join the housing department for jobs, join anything else that you want to join. Do whatever you want, but all that will contribute to your study, right? So assignments and everything are gonna be very hard and straightforward, everything for mathematics and for physics too. Astronomy is gonna be very interesting classes, but you really have to focus on the mathematical portion to understand integration, differentiation, and everything very nicely before you come up to study astronomy, because you need them a lot. So be prepared to learn a lot of math, because you do need them. All the assignments of mathematics and everything, and referrals from your mathematics professor, will be very, very helpful throughout your journey as a college student, majoring in astronomy, let me tell you this. You can also join the research groups of the professor. That is the freeness, that is the liberty you get as a college student, because you can go all about and start researching your own thing. So do that and enjoy that. That is all I have to say to you. Enjoy your time to the fullest as a college student, and do take privilege of all the privileges that you get, right? So go out, do all that you need to explore your curriculum, and be prepared to do a lot of mathematics and physics as an astronomy major, and enjoy your astronomy classes. This podcast is brought to you by Disha. Keep an eye for upcoming episodes. Thank you.